A market trader once sold 11-month calendars missing January by spinning it as a unique opportunity with an extra month thrown in next year for free. This man-charming, fearless, utterly shameless, possessed what most would call psychopathic traits. Yet these same qualities made him exceptionally successful, never panicking under pressure, always turning disaster into profit. This wasn't a criminal mastermind. This was Kevin Dutton's father. And this paradox sits at the heart of a provocative question. What if the personality traits we most fear could actually teach us something valuable about thriving in modern life? We've been taught to see psychopaths as monsters lurking in shadows. Hannibal Lecter with his fava beans, Ted Bundy with his victims. But what if psychopathy isn't a binary switch between normal and monster? What if it's more like a mixing board with different dials calibrated to different levels in each of us? This reframing changes everything. Suddenly, we're not talking about them versus us, but about a spectrum we all inhabit, where the same traits that create serial killers might also create surgeons, soldiers, and successful entrepreneurs. The most successful people, surgeons, CEOs, trial lawyers, often score surprisingly high on psychopathic measures, not because they're dangerous, but because they've mastered emotional detachment when it matters most. Research reveals psychopaths process emotions fundamentally differently. Show most people words like cancer or rape, and they'll react faster than to neutral words. Psychopaths show no difference. Their brains treat murder with the same indifference as muffin. One neurosurgeon explained, "I have no compassion for those I operate on. That is a luxury I simply cannot afford." This emotional distance provides genuine advantages. Bomb disposal experts' heart rates actually decrease when entering danger zones. Emergency room doctors, air traffic controllers, special forces operators all share this capacity to disconnect when lives hang in the balance. But psychopaths also possess an uncanny ability to detect vulnerability. Ted Bundy claimed he could identify victims simply by their walk. Testing confirmed this. People scoring higher on psychopathic traits were significantly better at identifying which pedestrians had been victimized in the past. A groundbreaking study compared business leaders to criminals on psychopathic traits. Corporate executives scored higher than convicted criminals on superficial charm, egocentricity, persuasiveness, lack of empathy, independence, and focus. Criminals only exceeded executives on antisocial behaviors like lawbreaking and impulsivity. Mapped onto the Big Five personality framework, psychopaths score rock bottom on agreeableness, low on conscientiousness, except remarkably high self-confidence, minimal neuroticism, and elevated extroversion, creating their signature blend of magnetic charisma wrapped around ruthless ambition. Financial research confirms this advantage. Individuals with brain lesions affecting emotional processing consistently outperformed normal participants in investment games. While regular people grew conservative with winnings, those lacking emotional seatbelts continued gambling when advantageous, ending with significantly higher profits. As one researcher noted, the most successful stockbrokers might plausibly be termed functional psychopaths, individuals either more adept at controlling their emotions or who don't experience them to the same degree. The quest to identify these individuals spans millennia. Hippocrates proposed four temperaments based on bodily humors. For 2,500 years, little changed until Hans Eysenck revitalized personality science in 1952, eventually distilling personality into the Big Five: openness, conscientiousness, extroversion, agreeableness, and neuroticism. Psychopathy appeared even earlier. Greek philosopher Theophrastus described the unscrupulous man who borrowed money he never repaid. In 1801, Philippe Pinel documented mani sans délire after witnessing a man kill a dog without remorse while appearing otherwise sane, mad without being mad. Today's gold standard is Robert Hare's Psychopathy Checklist Revised, measuring 20 traits, including superficial charm, grandiosity, pathological lying, and lack of remorse. While antisocial personality disorder affects 80 to 85% of prison populations, true psychopathy exists in only 20% of inmates, yet commits around 50% of the most serious crimes. Successful psychopaths avoiding conviction may be even more common in corporate leadership, where their traits prove professionally advantageous but personally destructive. Joseph Newman's prison research revealed psychopaths experience emotional tunnel vision when focused on rewards. In tests requiring participants to identify images while ignoring conflicting words, psychopaths excelled at screening out peripheral information. When forced to focus explicitly on emotional stimuli, they showed normal or heightened anxiety. The difference wasn't emotional capacity, but attentional processing. They could feel emotions when forced to focus on them. Shirley Fecteau's research showed psychopaths might recognize emotions better than normal people. When observing others in pain, high-scoring psychopaths showed greater neural activity, suggesting heightened cognitive sensitivity to emotional states despite failing to integrate this into decision-making. Brain imaging confirms this disconnect. Psychopaths show reduced amygdala activity during emotion recognition, but compensate with increased visual and prefrontal cortex activity, using perception and cognition rather than emotion. They understand emotions intellectually and recognize them in others, but process them differently. Their brains treat emotional information as analytical data rather than felt experience. It's like knowing what red looks like versus actually seeing it. They get the concept without the experience. Dutton underwent a psychopath makeover using transcranial magnetic stimulation, which temporarily dampens activity in the amygdala and morality centers. He first tested Andy McNab, Britain's most decorated soldier. Abandoned as a newborn, McNab developed remarkable emotional detachment. When exposed to violent imagery with blaring sirens, his physiological readings dropped below baseline. Pulse slowed, skin conductance decreased, brain waves attenuated. As the researcher noted, it's almost as if his brain suddenly responded by injecting liquid nitrogen into his veins. Dutton then underwent TMS himself. Within 15 minutes, profound changes emerged. Easy confidence, moral loosening, a sense of, hell, who gives a shit anyway? Unlike alcohol, he maintained sharp focus while feeling conscience-free. Viewing violent imagery, he struggled to suppress a smile as his brain activity, heart rate, and skin conductance plummeted. The effects wore off within 20 minutes, leaving him both exhilarated and unsettled by this glimpse into a fundamentally different consciousness. Dutton's Great British Psychopath Survey revealed CEOs, lawyers, and media professionals topped the psychopathy rankings, while care aides, nurses, and therapists ranked lowest. Could calibrating certain psychopathic traits benefit us? At Broadmoor's ultra-secure ward, Dutton met Jamie, an imposing 6'2" inmate with piercing cobalt eyes. Their conversations revealed the SOS mentality, the psychological skills to strive, overcome, and succeed. Dutton distilled this into 7 deadly wins: ruthlessness, charm, focus, mental toughness, fearlessness, mindfulness, and prompt action. The key is becoming a method psychopath, stepping into character when needed, then reverting to normal. Jamie and fellow inmates went wrong because their dials were permanently stuck on max. Provocatively, Dutton connects psychopathy and spirituality. St. Paul exhibited functional psychopathy, fearless despite death threats, manipulative in becoming all things to all people. Tibetan monks in meditation studies match psychopaths' emotion recognition abilities. Both access similar psychological states, though directed toward opposite ends. Yet, dangers lurk. Serial killers possess both cognitive and emotional empathy. They understand victims' pain, but convert it into pleasure. As one inmate explained, psychopathy is a powerful sports car, neither good nor bad, but dependent on the driver. Wisdom lies in knowing precisely when to adjust these dials.